Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Once I get a few mature years under my belt, I'm going to do something wise, like tattoo my face.
Right.
106.5 The
End. It's time for War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call, and Ashley is on with us. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Ashley and Nate have been together for 6 years, and according to her, said that they've had their ups and downs, but for the most part, pretty good relationship. Ashley, you were telling us off the air that the biggest issue in your relationship is that he hasn't proposed until recently, right?
Yeah, and I was glad that he finally did, but I mean, since then, like, it's just been very different. I feel like he's been really weird lately. And it's like I noticed with his phone, he hides it from me. Like, even when we go to bed, like, he sleeps with it under his pillow. And he's never done that before.
Oh, my God.
That's weird. So, Ashley, you were telling us about the one night you decided to wait until he was asleep. Then what happened?
I took his phone and I saw there was, like, all of these different, like, chatting apps to talk to different women, and they were all, like, sexting, but others he had, like, more of an actual connection with, and it was honestly devastating.
All right, Ashley, here's what we're going to do. Hang on the phone. We're going to talk to Nate. You'll be able to hear the conversation, okay? We're going to offer him roses. We'll see if he sends them to you or someone else, all right?
Okay.
All right. Don't go anywhere. War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Nate, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Nate. This is Renee with... And I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
No, I definitely don't want to give a stranger my credit card number over the phone, but thank you so much.
Keep in mind, I said we won't need a credit card number.
All right, let me interrupt for a second. Listen, Nate, this is Gavin, Katie, and Rain. We're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a segment that we call War of the Roses. There are no roses. Katie was trying to offer you roses to see who you'd send them to. We talked to your girlfriend, Ashley, and Ashley asked us to call you because she found some stuff on your phone that she has a lot of questions about. Why do you have a bunch of text apps on your phone talking to multiple women?
Is this real right now? This is really happening. My girlfriend talked to you about what was on my phone?
Yeah, so why are you talking to so many women that aren't your girlfriend?
Well, fiance now.
Yeah.
This is none of your business. It has absolutely nothing to do with you.
That's fine. Let's bring Ashley in. Ashley, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. So, Nate, now you can let Ashley know why you have so many text apps on your phone and talking to multiple women.
Ash, what the hell is this? Why are strangers calling me up asking me about what's on my phone? Why are you looking in my phone? What is...
Here's why she's looking in your phone, because you're acting shady with your phone. So rather than do the why are you looking at my, we know why she's looking in your phone. Why were you talking to so many different women on so many different text apps is a better question.
Look, I was just blowing off some steam, okay? Nothing happened with any of those girls, okay? You all need to relax. This is such nonsense. This is absolutely ridiculous. Like, did she tell you anything at all about, like, how she's behaved during the quarantine? Because she's basically just, like, this super depressed, like, lump in our house and just, like, sits around on her phone all day long and, like, doesn't do anything.
I know I've been dealing with depression.
So what did you do to help her?
I told her that she needs to stop.
Okay, besides that one, besides telling her, get out of this funk, what else have you done? What proactive steps have you taken?
That's not my job. She's an adult. She's supposed to take care of herself.
If you're going to marry her, it is your job.
But even if it's not your job, don't you want to help her? She's your fiance.
Look, guys, I work all the time. Like, I'm so tired constantly. Like, I just don't have the energy to take care of everyone around me, okay? I'm fine. I'm doing fine.
Well, you're talking to weird women on the internet. That doesn't sound great.
Look, I need to talk to someone. I need to get this stuff off my chest. I don't believe in therapy.
He doesn't believe in it.
What you just said was, I need therapy. Yeah. Just go to a therapist.
No, I don't want a therapist. I just want someone to talk to about, okay, like, what I'm thinking and feeling.
In the meantime, Ashley, first step is you should definitely find someone for yourself to talk to. Second step is maybe this just isn't the relationship for you, and probably talking to a therapist could help you see that.
Stop telling my girlfriend to break up with me. Are you serious right now? Like, who are you people?
Oh, snap.
All right, listen, we're going to let you guys go so you guys can hash this out. It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
If you need to bust a cheater on War of the Roses, email the Wake Up Call at roses@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.